Today's daf is Shkalim, daf Yud Gimel. As we continue in the fourth and move on to the fifth parak here in Meseches Shkalim. Says the Parsha Shir, Beis Hashem should be up from last night. Now we continue Yud Beis Amad Beis. The Mishnah said on Yud Beis Amad Aleph, three different opinions what one does if somebody is makdish all of their possessions, and there are different items that are in those possessions. There are animals, there are other items. So we have the three different days in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer had held that Stam Kach Hektish is Lebedek Habayis, and therefore you use all of the monies to Bedek Habayis. You could sell the animals for people who use the Karbanos, but Stam Hektish Lebedek Habayis. Rabbi Yeshua said no, Stam Hektish goes La'ola, and you have to somehow transfer all of the money into Ola potential. And then we have the third opinion, which argues it was Rabbi Eliezer also. The Tiklun Chavitin here points out that because it's a third opinion, it makes more sense that this is Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. So that third day was what? Yimachru, what do we do? Says Rabbi Lazar, we sell at Sarche Oso Hamin. We sell the animals at Sarche Osmin V'yavi, and you bring Olos with them. And the other Nechazim fall to Bedek Habayis, which sounds closer to the second opinion, Rabbi Yeshua, than Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yavahu, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Taimed Rabbi Eliezer, Daber El Aaron Vel Bana V'chulu, meaning what's the difference between the other opinions? That you bring all the animals you can make into Olos, but not Ophos. Not the Ophos. If you have any Ophos, then those, that is a part of Shar Nechasim, and that falls to Bedek Habayis. So, what's the reason? Time of the Rebbe Lazar, Daber El Aaron Vel Bana V'chulu, Asher Yagrivu Lashem Le'ola. So we darshan akol karav ola. Everything goes la'ola. Lertzonchem tamim zachar. As we darshan yesterday, it says zachar then. Yochel afilu ofos. You might think even ofos should be used as olos. Tamalomar babakar veloba ofos. Right? No, we don't only bakar. We use that as an exclusion. Remember yesterday we used babakar larabos esanakevos. But here we're using babakar. Bakar is excluding ofos. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bon Barchia, Havin Yasvin, they were sitting, Va'amri, and they asked, Taman Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taima Dereb Shimon, Shekein Nekeva Sheba'ov K'sheira Lava Ola, the Ko'amar Hachin. Remember yesterday we had, just up above, a number of different opinions, what happens if a Makdish and a Keva for a Karban that should be a Zachar. So over there, the animal cannot be used as a Karban, but it achieves, according to Reb Shimon, some type of quasi-kedusha, and it cannot be nifta unless it gets a mum. While here, we say the birds, no, just sell them even before they get a mum. So what's the difference between something that has some type of inferior kedusha? Why in the earlier case do you have to wait till it gets a mum? While here, no, you can just sell it and transfer the money to Bedek Habayis. So says Rabbi Yossi, there's a big difference. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ki amtia kahada amar of Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Zeira. You have the following problem. In our case, there's no other choice. If you don't do what we're doing here to redeem it before it gets a mum, then ain't braver, you finished. Why? Because Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira says, kol she'eni yachola likarev, lo hi v'lo tameha, if there is no option, and there's no way to be makriv it or its damim. If this would have kedushas haguf, there would be no takana for it. Lo kitcha hektish damim. It only achieves the value hektish damim, and that's what you have to say here. V'yat amrit yos. And according to what you said, it fits in properly. Why? Earlier, when you're makdish in a keva, in the case of up above, so then it can achieve kedushas haguf, but it's okay. You wait till it gets a mum, and you redeem it, and it's fine. But here we're talking about birds. Birds have different halachos in karbanos. Lahakrivo enata yachol. You cannot bring this bird that's part of your package that you were makdish all of your possessions. You can't be makdish it dichziv babakar v'lo ba'ofos because you have the exclusion that you can't bring this bird actually as an ola. Lifdoso enata yachol. But you also can't be poed to it if it would get a mum. She'ein la'of pidyon. That's the rule. You can't be poed to a bird. We'll see that in the Rambam in a second. L'fum kain, tzorach beimar, lo kitsha lo kedushas damim. That's why you have to say it only achieved kedushas damim status, which would then allow you to be poed to it even before it gets a mum. The Rambam passes this way. In Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach, we paskin. In Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. Certain items can be redeemed, and certain items can't be redeemed. An animal, a sheep, a cow that gets a mum, you can redeem it. That's psulei hamukdashim, as we spoke about yesterday. And the halacha is that it's chulin, except for giza v'avoda, or it's hektish lagabi, those items. That's the halacha. But what about other items? For example, solas, yayin, shemen, lavona, right? Flour, wine, oil, lavona, ofos, eitzim, klei shares, shenifsalu, o shenitma'u. If they became pasol, they became tamei, ein podin osan. There's no padia. Why? Shenemar vehemid veherich. Because of the pasuk at the end of Vayikra, kol sheyeshno bahamada ne'erach. Anything that can be stood up, that can be ne'erach, that can be evaluated and redeemed. The elu einon bechlal ha'amada. These items, you can't be ma'amid. You can be ma'amid these items, right? A bird is not considered he'emid. Lefichach einiftin la'olam. So that's why these can never be nifta. Ba'medver mamurim, achesh edeskashu bekli shareis. All these items. Avakodem edeskashu bekli, meaning if they didn't achieve the kedushas haguf yet, then it's okay. That's exactly what our Gemara says. If they would achieve kedushas haguf, you wouldn't be able to do anything with this bird. So that is why, instead, we choose to redeem it beforehand and say that the entire Kedusha that was achieved was only Kedusha's Damim. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Chavrai b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Aivu bar Nagri Amar Kumi Rabbi Ela b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. They said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Taima dehintanya. The reason for that opinion. This is going back to what we had yesterday. The three opinions of if I'm makdish in a keva for an ola, asham, or pesach. What's the halacha? So remember we said, one opinion says, according to in all cases, it achieves a low level kedushas aguf. According to the other opinion, in no cases. And then the third opinion that is that it is split. So we're going to focus on now, what's the reason for Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda? He is the opinion that says that, think none of them, right? All of them, eino oset tmura. None of them achieve the status of any kedusha saguf, and therefore they're not oset tmura. So how does he know that? V'im kol behema tmea, ashe yegrivu mimena kodesh l'ashem. If any tamei animal, we don't know what that means yet, that you can't be makriv kodesh l'ashem, the hemshach of that pasuk says you can be podit right away if you're makriv a behema tmea. Koban l'ashem, matam alomar tmea. What do we say this means? Ela afilu tmea ba'oso Hashem. This means even if it's tamei, not really literally tamei, but for this karban, it's useless. So what's an example of that? An akeva for an ola, an akeva for a Pesach or Asham. That's how Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda would understand this pasuk. Right? Tameh doesn't only always mean non-kosher. It means Tameh in this regard. Vikasha, one second. Badak siv, vehemid, veherich. But what do you mean? In the that context, if the principle that we just mentioned of ha'amad v'haracha is only by animals with kedushas haguf, and according to this Gemara, this pasuk should be understood like Nekevo Shehukdashu, which obviously only has Kedushas Bedek Habayis. So how could you say that the Hemshech, that's what Hemid V'Herech is referring to? We know that only refers to Kedushas Haguf. So Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Lo Amar, okay, you're right. He argues on this understanding, Elo, what would this pasuk mean? As follows, and we don't get back to another try for the source for Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. But we use the pasuk for something else. Ella, v'im kol behemat tmeya asher lo yakrivu mimena karban l'ashem. Again, the pasuk. What does that pasuk mean? Kol she'ena re'uya likarev lo kan v'lo b'makom acher eina oset tmura. Only something that is never a karban, here or elsewhere. That is the kind of animal that does not achieve any kedusha saguf. And therefore, it does not create tzmur if you try to substitute for it. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Yatzas nekeva. Nekeva? What do you mean? You could be many karbanos are females. La'ola. Sha'avo b'sheinu ru'i likarev kan. Ro'i likarev b'makam acher. That's another understanding of that pasuk. Not a source for Shimon ben Rabbi Yehuda. But it's referring to a case where there's something that's never a karban anywhere. For example, a non-kosher animal. For example, a balmum. Other examples which where karbanos are totally excluded. I don't think we mentioned yesterday, but just to review, the hashkafa behind tamura. If you remember, the Rambam says, at the end of Hilchas tamura, we know tamura is the iser that we've been talking about. You want to switch one animal for another animal. I was makdash karban A, and I'm switched by, no, I really want to be makdash karban B instead. Even if it's a bigger and better animal. The halacha is, one is not allowed to do that. That is an iser to araisa. Elos ase, if I try to do it, and if I try to do it, there's a mitzvah ase, It's not a mitzvah d'aseh that we want to do, but it's a mitzvah d'aseh that I have to now treat both of them. V'chayahu u'smaraso yeh kodesh. It and its partner are both kodesh. What's the reason for that? What if I have great intentions? I have great intentions. I want to make a better animal a karbon. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Temurah that the Torah is yod the Torah l'sof daito shel adam. The Torah knows that in many, many circumstances, it's not because you have great kavanas. It's because there was a moment of inspiration, and I was matlish an animal, and then the inspiration wears off. And I say, you know, did I really want to give that animal? That's my best animal. That's my favorite. Maybe I don't want to. You know, there's a moment in time that we hear, so we want to give it stucco. We want to do this mitzvah. We want to do something. And then, you know, naturally, you know, the inspiration wears off and we're not as inspired as we should. So we try to change our mind and we try to rationalize and defend ourselves. Oh, I'm going to give a different animal. So the Torah says, "Vayahu sbaraso yekodesh." You make the decision, that's a karban. You try to do anything else, that's also a karban. There's no way to get out of it. The Torah doesn't want us to change our mind and to go back and be toa al harishonos, to be upset and regret our mitzvos. Because that also, that's what we said recently, one of the shiurim. That's the Chafetz Chaim on Vahasar Satan Milfaneinu Me'acharenu. Not only does he try to prevent us from doing mitzvos, but even afterwards, he tries to get us to regret it. Because that also takes away some of the schar for the mitzvah. It's exactly what he did by Avram Avinu. Why did the Satan go to Sarah Imenu? Right after the Akedah. The Akedah was done. The Akedah was finished. He wanted to see if he could get Avram to regret the Akedah. Because that would also remove some of the schar that would be accruing for all the generations. But it also didn't work. But that's what he tried to do. And that's what the Satan always tries to do with us. But that's the message of the Isser of Temura. Once we decide something's going to be a karban, it is a karban, and don't try to get out of it. So that's another way of darshaning this pasuk. So the first way of darshaning the pasuk was, behemah tameah means something, an animal that is not appropriate for this context. And now we say, no, maybe it's something that's not appropriate for any context. Right? That's what the pasuk is referring to. It does not create Temura. So, Rabbi Avun v'Rabbi Bun, Ba'un, Kume, Rabbi Zeira, they asked in front of Rabbi Zeira, Hare haroveya v'hanirva, she'enon ru'uyin likarev lo kanvel b'makam acher. What about these animals? Roveya nirva, an animal that, Rahman al-Islam, had a relationship with a person. So, they are excluded from being a karban, roveya and nirva, whether they're the active or the passive party. V'hare elu, v'hare enos and tmura. They're never acceptable as karbanos, and yet, they create tamura if somebody's maktish this. So, what do you mean? But doesn't that violate the rule that Rabbi Zeira just said? Rabbi Zeira just said, the rule is if it can never be a karban anywhere, so that does not achieve kedushas haguf and it doesn't create tamura. Only if it can be a karban somewhere else, like in a keva. So, amalon, afani lo amarti, elatmeya mamas. You're right. I only meant the answer given to Rabbi Zeira said, is that you're right, I only meant that really non-kosher animals. Literally, that's what I mean, the pasuk. Vikasha, Bedoksi, Vehemet, Verach. So why don't we go back to the earlier problem that you had? No answer given, so we reject this approach to the pasuk. Okay, either way, we don't come back to the original question of what's the source for Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yehuda. We don't come back and offer up another makar for that shita. Okay, but either way, we had that three shitas in the Tanoim. It also comes up in the Bavli, that machlokas, if you're makdash in a keva for a carbon that's supposed to be a zachar. Either way, we continue now, last Mishnah in this parak. Achas talamid yo misharan es alishka. Once a month, once every 30 days, the Beis HaMikdash sets a price with its suppliers in order to figure out how much they're going to pay for each item. For the flour and for the wine. They set a price once a month. And throughout that month, it doesn't matter what happens with the market value. Kala makaba loveless topic slosos me'arba. If somebody accepts to give flour for a certain amount, and do me shalosh, and then price went up, you can only buy three with that amount of money. Yisavim me'arba, tough luck, you gotta pay four to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash wins. Mishalosh va'amdu midalid, if you accept three, and then the price goes down. And now you could get four for the same amount of money. You're sabbing me, Dalid. So, then again, you have to supply four. Sheyad hektish al ha'al yona. Hektish always wins. And therefore, it doesn't matter what happens. That's the agreement that each supplier makes with the Beis HaMikdash. You have the schus of supplying the Beis HaMikdash. So this is what you have to do. And the Mishnah continues. Im hislia soles hislia lo. If the flour becomes wormy in the interim, after you gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, but before it was used, then also the supplier has to bear the loss. Hisli alo. Vim hechmetz yayin hechmetz lo. He always bears the loss. Why? Eino makaba ma'osav achi hamizbeach maratzeh. Literally, he doesn't accept the money, but the tikli chazin means he gets the money, but it's not considered his own money in full, right? Einam nechshavim ma'osav until the mizbeach is maratzeh, until the Beis HaMikdash finishes what it needs to do. And Tani b'shem Reb Shimon we had already, miyadoi makablan is mosein, v'akonim zrizim heim. No, maybe it's theirs right away, because the konim don't wait around with this. They use whatever you give them right away, so we're not worried about the flour going bad, or the money going bad. Interesting question that's dealt with by the Rishonim and the Achronim here, and that is, so what's the status in the interim? Let's say according to the Tanakama. Tanakama says that we pay, but it's not his. See, can he use the money? Could he use the money in the interim? And what happens if he uses the money, because obviously it's his, it was paid, and then later on the flour goes bad? Does it revert that he violated Me'ilah? So then it's not really his money. So what's the machlokas thing between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon? So the Tiferes Yisrael here notes this problem. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, V'nira li, when does the Mishnah mean, when the Mishnah says it's his, that doesn't mean it's really his. It's really his. If the flour goes bad, it's his. Don't take it so seriously. He's chayv b'achrayas. But you can't say it's not his money yet, because then you run into me'ilah problems, that he can't use the money. V'nira li, d'zeo dafka l'inyin achrayas. Shachay v'chen v'ani ad she'yikrivum. Aval al-kol panim, ein me'ilah b'mo shotzi'an achen v'ani. Im achar kach esliyas oles. You can't say there's going to be me'ilah, and he has it even from the other direction. If the gizbar, the gabbai, the Beis HaMikdash, gave the money, and he gave the money, and it didn't transfer kedusha yet, and the money still has kedusha, then the gizbar violates me'ilah. Because he gave out Beis HaMikdash money. For nothing. It didn't transfer yet, until it actually used. So in Manashach, you run into problems. The Gizbar, and the Balabais, and the supplier. So it must be, said that the Pharisee Yisrael, it's based on Rishonim, that really, 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 it's Chulin. But he accepts Achrayus to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash, the Hekdash, won't lose. Dim lo kein, lin yin man nasa lo amos bikodim. Harif shashi yitla, v'yimola mafreya. So therefore it must be that really it does transfer, even though that's not the language of the Mishnah. So can he care? Not, oh, the nafkamin is always, can he get married with this money? Can he be Makadish and Isha with this money in the interim? So Pashas is, yes, Pashas is he can, according to that Tiferes Yisrael. Okay, Adul HaPerek HaTruma, that takes us through the fourth parak, and now we continue. Elu Hein HaMamunim, Shehayiv HaMikdash. The following people, once, as we know, Shkalim starts off with Shkalim, but it branches off to general Hekdash Inyanim. So these are the people who are appointed. Elo hamamunim shayiv hamikdash. The following people were appointed on the 15 different jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of them have to do with shkalim, and that's why this is all here. Yochanan ben Pinchas al Chosamos. He was appointed on the Chosamos. People used to come in to get tickets in order to then go to the offices where they could buy flour and wine, v'chulu. So he was appointed, he was in charge of those Chosamos. Achya al Hanesachim. Achya was appointed for the wine. Have to make sure the wine is tahar, make sure that everything is appropriate in the wine area. Fine. Masya ben Shmuel ala payasos. He's in charge of the lotteries that took place every day. As Bez Hashem will have in the next Masech, the Masech is Yuma, they had four different lotteries every day. Machlokas if they had it on Yom Kippur, but they had lotteries and he was in charge of that. You know, earlier they didn't always have lotteries, but then things got a little dangerous with the fighting and the racing of the Kohanim, so they decided to have lotteries. Psachya ala Kinim. Psachya was in charge of the Kinim. Kinim, which is a Masechta, in the end of Seder Kadshim, all about the different sets of birds that different women require to bring as karbanos. So Psachya ala Kinim, Psachya zeo Mordechai. And really, Psachya, that is Mordechai, that's our Mordechai. Mordechai HaYehudi. Why was he called Psachya? Posech Dvarim? Because he opened hidden ideas that people couldn't understand. He was a tremendous Baal Masvir. V'darshan, and he darshan them in public. And he knew many languages. He knew 70 languages. Does it literally mean 70? It means many languages. 70 is always the number that's used as all the languages of the world. He knew 70 languages, and therefore he had a deal with people who used to come and want to, you know, tell them their story, how many birds, how many sets of birds. So he had a deal with all of those issues. So 2 points here. Number one, some Achronim point out that Mordechai Ish Yemini, so he was from Binyamin. So all of these people didn't have to be calling him. That's number one. The appointees, But it doesn't say otherwise. But these appointees, if you say Mordechai is Mordechai, so that's point number one, we learn that these jobs could be done by others, not dafka by Kohanim. Number one. Number two, the idea of knowing 70 languages is discussed elsewhere, and that is the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, there were some that had to know 70 languages. Right? The Gemara says in the end of the first paragraph of Masechet Sanhedrin, we'll get to the Ar Gemara soon, but the Gemara there says, "Kol ir she'ein bashnayim ledaber ve'echad lishmoa ein moshivin basanhedrin." A city that doesn't have two to speak and one to listen, you don't want to appoint a Sanhedrin. Pashas, what does that mean? So as we'll see in Ar Gemara, Pashas, what it means is that two people who can speak the language, two of the Sanhedrin have to speak the language, and one of them has to at least understand the language, even though they can't speak the language. Right, that's how Rashi understands. Rashi says there, shnayim ledaber b'shivim lashon ve'echad l'shmoa she'ein maven b'shivim lashon aval b'shinu di'el lahashiv. That's what you need as part of the Sanhedrin. Because why? Why do you need that as part of the Sanhedrin? So if you look in the Chiddushi Aran, right there in Sanhedrin, the Chiddushi Aran says on Daf Yizayin Mabez, he quotes explaining Rashi. This is not explicit in Rashi. Pashi is because Kabbalas Eidus has to be mamish by the Sanhedrin. You can't have an interpreter. You can't have aid me p'aid. The people who come and testify in front of Beis Din, they have to say their case, and the Sanhedrin has to listen. And if they speak a different language than these Jews, so then it's not going to work. So you at least need three members of the Sanhedrin that can understand all languages. That's the reason Pashto says the Chiddushi Aran in Rashi, why you need at least three people to know all the languages of the land. Sounds like from Rashi, we're talking about the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is, well, we're not talking about a Bezin of three, we're talking about Pashto, a Bezin of 23 at least. That you need Kabbalas Eidus, even though Masu Matan, the Eidus of 20, discussion is of 23, and the Gemara then has to be 23. The Kabbalas Eidus could be even 3. That's what it sounds like from, that's the Svara for Rashi here in Daf Yizayin Mabez and Sanhedrin. And the Ran says, I'm sorry, but I disagree. Ve'ena b'mashma, I don't think so. Devadai, kol abez din atzrichim b'gemar din, tzrichim heim b'kabbalas Eidus. Wow. Whatever you need at Gemar Din, you need that at Kabbalas Eidus. When you accept the testimony at the beginning, if you need Gemar Din 23, Kabbalas Eidus needs 23. That's the Ran. Hilkach mashma tekol abez din shrichan sheyedu ladavar ladavar ba'ayim lashon. The entire Sanhedrin has to speak 70 languages. V'shekulon yekablu Eidus v'dinin nefashos. You need the whole Sanhedrin to know all 70 languages. And that's what it sounds like he says from the Rambam. Not 100% clear. And therefore, what does this line mean? What is the Gemara? The Gemara says, any city that doesn't have two to talk and one to listen? No. Lefichach pirshu, sheyu ba'ir chutz min ha-Sanhedrin, ba'osan gimel shuros. In the rows that sit in front of the Beis Din, that just in case somebody from the Sanhedrin has to leave, or is not there, so they bump somebody up from the rows. You need in those rows at least two chachamim gedolim haru'uyim lalameid ulahoros b'chala Torah kula. You need two great rabbis. It just says Lishmoa and Ladaber. Who says that means 70 languages? That line of the Gemara has nothing to do with the 70 languages. The entire Sanhedrin has to know 70 languages. Because Kabbalas Eidus has to be done with the number that you need for Gemara Din. That is the Ran. But this Rashi in the Ran isn't as famous. Who made this famous? Not famous, but just more. The Ramban al Torah. The Ramban al Torah in Parsha Shoftim quotes Rav Sadia Gaon, who says like Rashi, that Kabbalas Eidus always can be with three. Not with 20, even for a Dina Nefashis, Kabbalah Seidus could be with three. And the Ramban there argues. He goes, Aderech HaPshat, Amar Rabbeinu Sadia, Shnayim Eidim Oshlosha, Mekabla Eidus HaShnayim, V'chulu. Ava Chibadu Meli Sheta Hagon B'dino, I think the Rabban Sadia made a mistake. Ki Eidus Dina Nefashis, Lo Tukubal, Rak B'fnei Sanhedrin, Shalasa Mishlosha. Meaning the Ran quotes his great grand Rebbe. Right, the Ran is quoting like the Ramban. That the Gemar Din has to be equal to the Kabbalas Eidus. Wonderful. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand. So let's say Ironidachas requires a Gemar Din of 71. So therefore, you need Kabbalas Eidus of 71? You need the entire Sanhedrin Agadah being a Kabbal Eidus of 71, and all the items listed in Sanhedrin Daf Beis that require a Bezin of 71. You need Kabbalas Eidus? The entire court has to be there when the Eidim first give their testimony? That's very difficult to suggest. Very difficult to suggest, says the Ask the Minchas Chinuch. So, How do you answer that question? Unless you say Erechinami. I say Erechinami, but you don't have any record of that. That he says, he just goes to 23, he doesn't even bring in 71. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, this is in Kovetz Chidushei Torah. He says no. He says there's a different svar for the Ramban. The Ramban, our Torah, does not use the words that the Ran uses in Sanhedrin. The Ramban does not say, well, whatever you need for Gemar Din, you need for Kabbalah Sedis. The Ran says it in Sanhedrin. So the following you cannot say for the Ran, because the Ran already says the Svara. But there's another Svara for the Ramban. And that is, he gives another example. Sanhedrin Lamed Vav. To put a Moreid B'malchus to death. Moreid B'malchus. You need a Bezin of 23 for the Masa Umatan. For the discussion of a Moreid B'malchus, somebody who rebels against the king, you need to discuss it with a Bezin of 23. There is no Gemar Din by a Moreid B'malchus. The king decides, and that's it. He puts it to death. After the Sanhedrin discusses it. You know what you see from that halacha and other rayas Rav Soloveitchik brings? The halacha of Masa Umatan requiring 23. That's the halacha for any dina nefashis or super dina nefashis. The discussion, which starts with Kabbalah Eidus, has to be with 23. But it's not that the discussion, the Kabbalah Eidus, has to equal the Gemara Din. No! Even by Irani Dachas, it's nefashis, and the halacha is 23 for the discussion. 71 for the Gemara Din, but 23 for the discussion. That's the svara for the Ramban. You don't have to say Ramban is saying Kabbalah Eidus equals Gemara Din. For the Ran, you have to say that, and then you have the Minchas Chinas Kasha, which he doesn't answer. But for the Ramban, at least you could have other suggestions. But either way, it's Machlokas Rishonim, both in Sanhedrin Yud Zayin, and in Parsha Shoftim, whether the Kabbalah Eidus of Dinin Nefashas could be even with a Bezin of 3. And if you say like Rashi there, then that fits into our Mishnah right here, and we'll see that's how the Gemara interprets it as well. Rashi and Sanhedrin, Pashtus, fits in with our Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ben Achia al Choli Me'ayim. Ben Achia was appointed for, he was the medical doctor in the Beis HaMikdash for the stomach aches that they all got. We'll see in the Gemara, walking around barefoot for many hours on stone cold floors, you know, can lead to stomach problems. I'll just mention the question now, so anybody, nobody leave, right? Why didn't Hashem just make a nace that they didn't get sick? Like the other 10 nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do you need a doctor to heal them? Just say they didn't get sick. Okay, we're not going to answer that yet. Nechunya was in charge of digging the ditches for the water for the Aliyah L'Regel, for Oli Regalim. Gavine was appointed. He was the announcer. What does Cruz mean? Does that mean just before they brought the carbon tumen in the morning? Does this mean that he woke him up? Maybe he woke up all the Kohanim? Ben Gever al Ne'ila Sha'arim. He was in charge of locking up the gates. Ben Babi Memuna al Apakia. He was in charge of the wicks that were used in the menorah. Ben Arza al Atzilzel. He was in charge of the musical instruments, the cymbals. Here the Tiklat Chazan says, cymbal balaz. Hugras ben Levi al Hashir. Hugras ben Levi al Hashir, it's on the singing. Maybe one was in the instruments and one was getting the voices ready. Beis Garmu, Maisa Lechem Apanim. Beis Garmu was in charge, right? They had the secret ingredients for making the Lechem Apanim, to make the shape, to make the ingredients. Beis Avtinis al Maisa Ktoris. Beis Avtinis was in charge of the Ktoris. The Elazar al Aparoches. Elazar was in charge of the Parochos. If they had to make different Parochos, some say they had to make different Parochos each year. Parochos. Remember in Bayis Sheni, they had two Parochos, because Bayis Rishon was shorter, and therefore you had the Amatroxin. You had a wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. But in Bayis Sheni, it was too tall to have a wall, so you had two Parochos. And Pinchas HaMalbish. And Pinchas was the Malbish, the one that helped get the Kohanim dressed. Let me ask a question. Why do you need a Malbish? What, he just gave them the clothes? It could be the Malbish. Meaning, the Rambam describes, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, that there were different cubbies that every Kohen had, where he put his ketones and where he put his, for all the michnasayim. So Malbish just might mean that, you know, where he gets his clothes. But Malbish sounds like he got them dressed. He was Malbish them, like taking an active part. So it could be, if this is true, it could be that it fits into the idea of the line of Gemara in Maseches Zvachim, the beginning of the second parak. Bizmancha bigdeim aleim kuhunasam aleim. Ein bigdeim aleim eim kuhunasam aleim. The idea that we've mentioned in the past, that bigdei kuhuna aren't just something that the Kohanim wear, but they add and help the Kohen to be defined as a Kohen, legabe the avoda. Right, what is the pasuk says in Tetzaveh? It sounds like, they read the pasuk, the Vilbashtam, vaase, it says make them. Make them kohanim, the lashon of the pasuk is. That's where the Gemara gets it from. That when a kohen is not wearing his mikdei kahuna, he's not fully a kohen legabe doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, today he's a kohen. A kohen gets the first aliyah, and a kohen benches, and a kohen eats truma bisman haMikdash, even if he's not in the Beis HaMikdash. Without, he doesn't have to wear mikdei kahuna for achilas truma. But the fact that he says malbish, maybe that's tipping us off that the halbasha itself is creating something, is achieving something. And that's why there's significance to the halbasha, and that's why there's even a person involved. It relates to the story of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Hagos Mordechai in Gittin, where I'll read you the Lashon. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted, did I bring it again? Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as noting he was about to have a Kohen Talmud pour water for him, do the Tilas Yadayim for him. And one of the other Talmidim says, how can you do this? Mishtamish b'Kohen Lok, if you're Mishtamish b'Kahuna, it's terrible, Ma'al, don't you violate Me'ila? So he says, Mizman she'b'gdeyam aleyim kunasam aleyim. Ein b'gdeyam aleyim ein kunasam aleyim, meaning he's not a Kohen. What do you mean he's not a Kohen? He is a Kohen. The answer is, he's not a Kohen l'gabe, Hishtamshus b'Kahuna b'zman hazeh. But he is a Kohen, Lagabe, you know, obviously for other halachas, but that's an important, that Malbish maybe gives that more significance. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Chizkiya, Amar Rabbi Simon, V'Rabbanon, Chad Amar, right, there's a machlokas. What are all these people listed in the Mishnah for? What do we have to know all these names for? So first of all, where'd they come from? So Chad Amar, Kishayrei, Darba Dar, Kishayrei, Darba Darba, Limnos Alehen. These were the top ones of all the generations. Meaning, there are 20 different people that did all these jobs, but the Tana is listing off all the ones that were the best. V'charana amar, no, Mishaya ba'oso dar, mana masha b'doro. They listed off whoever was in their generation. Which, this line is brought as one of the rayas, that maybe something was written down before the Mishnah was written down. Because you see, people wrote whoever it was in their generation. What do you mean? Didn't Rabbi Yudanasi write the Mishnah? Ah, there are different hints that there was certain text written down, not codified, but written down even before the Mishnah was written down. So everybody wrote what's in their generation. The Gra here, quoted in the Tikkun Chadotin, has another pshat. Maybe these were the first people in that position, and that name stayed throughout. Like Paro, like Avimelech. That was became the name of the position. And says the Gra, quoting here in the Tikkun Chadotin, that name became the title of the office. Even though it's, Beis Aftinus, Ben Achia, meaning they weren't all called Ben Achia. But Ben Achia was like Paro. It was Ben Achia, Moshe. Ben Achia, whatever. But that's the Gra, the third shot. Next, we continue. We're going to read the parentheses because for most people have it in the Girsa. But to know in the parentheses, remember the Mishnah Maseches Yuma lists off all different people that worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of them, first it lists off the ones that did great things, and then it lists off a few people, Elul L'Gnai. And then in the Gnai ones, it says Beis Garmu, because they didn't teach anybody about the Lechem Apanim, and the Beis Avdinus, because they didn't teach anybody about the Ketores, and Hugras Ben Levi, and some of the people in our Mishnah. And then that Mishnah ends off, on the good ones it says Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and on the bad ones, Shem Risham Yerkav. So the question is, are these people in the Mishnah, are they included in Shem Risham Yerkav? How do you understand this? So, Man Damar Kisheri Koldar Vadar, according to the one who says in our Mishnah, these are all great people, Balimnos, Akulan Omer Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Then you have to understand that Mishnah in Yuma as not referring to everybody in that second Mishnah, because here we're saying they're great. But if you say it's just listing people who were in their generation, then you could say they weren't all great. And who's that referring to? But the other ones in the Mishnah that are not listed in that second Mishnah. Period. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Says Rabbi Yonah, once we talk about the Mesorah of different items, different actions, right? The Tikkun Chadzin says, Aidi denokat milus hamuskaron l'shvach. Since we're talking about people who are praised by Chachamim, the gamilus hachachamim shemanu hakol nokalahacha. That's why we have the following praises of certain people in history. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Ksiv, the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Lochena chalek lo barabim, ve'es atzumim yichalek shalal. I will split them up in public, ve'es atzumim, and the mighty ones yichalek shalal will split the booty. What is that? Who is that referring to? Zeh Rabbi Akiva. What's that? The Nuschas HaBavli on the side adds, Shehiskin Mishnah u'medrish v'halachos. Right? It's referring to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who was the one who was the founder of Torah Shebal Peh. as we know, even after he lost the 24,000 Talmidim, but he restarted with his five special Talmidim, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Yevamos, and he started again. They are the source for all of Torah Shebal Peh. As we know, V'hatlo Recha Kamocha was a tikkun for Shlo Nagu Kavu Zebazeh, and all of his Talmidim, if you look, the Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, and Parshas Kedoshim, he catalogs many, many different chazals, all over Medrash, all over Gemara, all over everywhere, so many of them having to do Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and they're all from the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that started again. Meaning they all inculcated in themselves the message of Avdol Recha Kamocha. They learned, just imagine, it has it in Kedoshim, right? It's a Svira of art, right? It's talking about Onago Kavo Zebazeh. He says, look through all of Torah Shebal Peh. They all, Rabbi Meir, Kol Mavarech Es Yisrael Kilo Mavarech Es Hashchina, Havishval Ruach Befnei Kol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Makabo Pnei Chaverim Kilo Makabo Pnei Hashchina. Rabbi Yossi, Miyamei Lo Avarti Al Divrei Chaverai. V'chulu. Rabbi Shimon, Noach Lolav Shiapa Hasbel Toch Kishon Ha'esh, V'al Bnei Chaver Barabim. All of these chazals that have to do with Benadam Chavero, they're all from those five Talmidim. Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, Yikvod Talmidcha Chavev Alecha Kishalcha, Yikvod Chavercha Kamar Rabach. Amazing. All the chazals throughout our halachic, midrashic literature is all based on those Talmidim, and Rabbi Kiva started again. It was him, Viter. Elu, Yesh Omrim, some say it's referring to somebody else. Elu, Anshe Knesset HaGadola, Tiknu, no. These, the Mikra, Medrash, Vechulu, that's what Anshe Knesset HaGadola, Elama, Tikein, Zeh, what did Rabbi Akiva do? Klalo Supratos. Klalo Prat, meaning many of the darshaning tools, that's what he was involved in. Right, or rules, Rashi, the Tiknu Chaden quotes, Klale Halacho Supratos, that he darshaned, like the Gemara says elsewhere in Menachas, that he darshaned every coats, every little crown, every tag on every letter, that was Rabbi Akiva. Remember the story in the Gemara in Menachas, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that in the future, and he said, why don't you give the Torah, but he should get the Torah, not me. He's darshaning every little coats. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Ksiv Mishpachos Sofrim, Yoshve Yavetz, Matam alone were Sofrim. What were the Sofrim here? What they do? Ella also as a Torah Sviros. They made lists. They made lists in the Torah, right? Many of us try to come up with lists to help remember. So the Chachamim made lists. Chamisha, for example, Chamisha leishromu truma. Five people, the first mission trumas, right? Five people shouldn't take off truma. Heidram chayavim machala. Five things are chayavim chala. Chamisha zoynashim potos sorosayim. 15 women, first mission in Yevamos. Shloshim v'sheish krisus b'Torah. 36 krisus in the Torah, first mission in krisus. Shlosh esrei davar namru benavelas ha'ofatar. First mission in Taurus. 13 unique halachas that are said by an avela of a kosher bird. Dalet avos hazikin, first mission of Baba Kama, avos malachas, Abraham chazarachas. Not the first mission of Masechet Shabbos. Good question, why? Dafayin Gimel. But these are, so you see, they made lists. Ask the Tiklan Chadatin, it's one from each Seder. That's his hara. It's one from each Seder, that's why all these are listed here. And why is it out of order? Right, you have Trumas, that's Zeraim. Then you have Chala, that's also in Chala, but it's also in Psachim. So he's using the one from Sachem. You gotta get a list from Sachem. And then you have Zeraim, Moed, Nashim, and then you have Kadshim, Taris, Nezikim. So you switched it a little out of order. Why do you show us Krisus Shabbat Torah? Maybe because that's connected to the Yevamos. That's connected to the 15 women that there's a Chi of Krisus by. So there's a reason why, but either way, it's one per Seder. Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Ksiv Le'ezra HaKohen HaSofer, but the Pasuk uses the word Sofer twice. My time, Olamar Sofer. Ela, Kishem Shaya Sofer, B'divrei Torah, Kachaya Sofer, B'divrei Chachamim. Just like people were Sofer, he was Sofer, Divrei Torah, he also cataloged and listed off and made it easier to understand Divrei Chachamim. Period. Rabbi, some of the Achronim I saw ask, why don't you say Sofer means he counted the mitzvos? He counted the mitzvos. That's simple. He counted. The answer is because everybody agreed there were 613. There's no need to count. You know what they are. That's a machlokas. But everybody agrees there were 613 based on that Gemara and Maseches Makos at the end. Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. Torah Gematria 611 plus two we heard straight from Hashem. So everybody agrees to that. For some reason, amazingly. But that's why it doesn't suggest that here. Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Harishonim. So this is a line, there are a few chazals throughout Shas, Bavli, and Yerushalmi that talk about the principle of Niskatnu Hadoros. This is one of them. HaRishonim, Charshu, Vizaru, Nichshu, Kisru, Adru. The Rishonim did all the Lametes Malachas, at least the first 11. on a figurative way. They plowed, they planted, they weeded, they hoed, cut through, amru, dashu, zaru, baru, tachnu, erkidu, lashu, kitzvu, vafu. Right, they did all. They gathered, and they sifted, and they separated, and they kneaded, and they baked. They got everything ready for us. They tried their best. Va'anu ein lanu malecha. We still don't have what to eat. Meaning, they laid everything out for us on a silver platter, and we still can't get it into our brains. Right, we have difficulty. Right, niskatnu adoros. Rabbi Abba.
There are a few extra ones here that are.
Right. There are a little more. There are a few more that are not the Vamates Malachas. Right. They're saying they did even more than the normal. They did even more than the normal. And still we have difficulty. Rabbi Abba. Bar Zmina b'shem Rabbi Zeira in Havikadmon Malachin, a similar line in Shabbos, right? If the earlier generations were angels, Anan b'nei Inish, then we're like people. The in Havi b'nei Inish, if they were like people, Anan Chamarin, then we're like donkeys. Meaning we're one level down. Two beautiful pshatim given by the Achronim. What does this mean? That we're like people, or we're like donkeys? So it says the Rav Pa'alim, the Chuvas of the Ben Ishchai, he said no. It means if we give the earlier generations the level of angels, if we treat them, if we're machshav them like angels, then we could be, then we're considered like people. But if we think they were just like people, then we're like donkeys. This all has to do with how we treat them, how we look at them. That's the Rav Pa'alim. And Chassam Sofer, he even has another pshat. He says, if we act, im anu misnagim kibnei adam, if we act like people, then we're mezaked, the earlier generations that they produced mention. They produce people. But if we act like animals, if we act like donkeys, then the previous generations, we're treating them, they're what they produce. They produce donkeys. So they were just like B'nai Adam. They weren't on the level of angels. Either way, that's a deeper understanding of these. But the idea of Niskatnu Adoros is brought here. Even Har, I think we mentioned in the past, we could have a separate shiur about this, and that is, it's fascinating that most Rishonim, seems, believe in this idea. Of Niskanu Adoros, Halacha L'maisa, Ba'alei Tosfos, in a number of places, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch says, Ba'alei Tosfos say, look, oh, like the Gemara says in Brachas, you gotta have Kavana, at least in the first Bracha, in Avos. So what did Ba'alei Tosfos say? Yeah, but nowadays we can't even do that. So you know what? We don't repeat if you don't have Kavana in Avos. You don't repeat, no Kavana. So that's, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, because the Shulchan Aruch knows that we are realists, right? Or the Shulchan Aruch discusses, you know, halachas that if you forget, you don't remember, if you said Saint Talamata, you don't remember, said Rav Soloveitchik was always bothered. How do you not remember? You just spoke to somebody a minute ago. You don't remember what you said? If I had a conversation with somebody, I wouldn't remember what I said. We spoke 30 seconds ago. Did I say the Saint Talamata? Did I say the Saint Bracha? But the Shulchan Aruch wrote it, because the Shulchan Aruch was a realist. And the Shulchan Aruch realizes, yeah, we don't remember, we're daydreaming. The Rambam, and also Tosfos has a brachis right by a wedding. The first night, the Mishnah says you can't say Kriya Shema because you can't have Kavana. Bali Tosfos say, yeah, nowadays you have to say Kriya Shema. Well, we have Kavana the other days of the year. So of course you have to say Kriya Shema. So the Rambam never quotes any of those halachas. Because the Rambam is an idealist. The Rambam doesn't quote the idea of Niskanu Adoros. Right? And the halacha of, you know, if you come, after 3 days of traveling, you don't daven. Because you don't have a good head for it. You gotta wait 3 days till you calm down. The Shulchan Aruch says, we don't hold of that today. Because, well, after 3 days, we're going to have better kavana. The Rambam quotes that halacha without any changes. Because the Rambam, maybe because of his rationalist tendencies, it all fits in. He doesn't really hold up his Niskanu Adoros too much. But Ba'alei Tosfos, another Rishonim do. But either way, there are chazals, lakano lakan. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Mana, b'yahi shaita, at a certain moment, he said, Amrin, afilu kechamarti de Rabbinchas ben Yair, lo idminun. We're not even like regular donkeys. We're not even like the donkey of Rabbinchas ben Yair. What happened to him? So, a couple of stories throughout Chazal. Here's one of them. Chamarti de Rapinchas ben Yair. Ganavta listoy balayla. His donkey was stolen. Av this Tamira Gabon, Tlosa Yamin. He was hiding with them for 3 days. Volotoma klum. He didn't eat a thing. They tried to feed this donkey, and he didn't eat. Basa Tlosa Yamin. After 3 days, they said, Imlichun machazarta. We better return him. Why? Amri afkinun minhachal. Let's get him out from here, our hiding place. Tlotemus Gabon. He's going to die. And if he starts dying, then it's not going to be good for us. We're just going to start smelling. Our hideaway is going to be given up. So Afkuna, they let him go. Azos v'kamaslal tara demare. So he went back. He walked back to the gate of his master. He stood outside. Sharyis manhakis, and he starts making sounds. There's braying. Amralon paschun lahada alufta. So Pinchas ben Yair sees his donkey. He says, "Oh, open up for this aluv, for this embarrassed, sad one." The isla tlasa yomin tlotama klum. This animal, I'm sure, didn't eat for 3 days. Well, I guess he knew. Paschin love Eilus Plus. They let the donkey in. Omer alone. Yavo la klum techo. Give him something to eat. Yavon Kuma Saorin, they gave him barley, right? Barley is animal food. As we know, that's the Karmana Omer. The Lobos Lamechal, he still wouldn't eat. Amr Le Rebbe, Lobos Lamechal, he doesn't want to eat. Amr Lun, Misaknin Inun, did you sift it? Did you get all the garbage out? Amr Le In, yes, we sifted it. Amr Lun, Varimtun Damien, did you take off Chumas and Maestras? Right, it was Demai. It was Demai. Right, meaning it was not Vadai, but it was Demai. It was possibly a question. So Amrin Lay, they said, no, we don't have to. Lokin Alfun Rebbe, didn't you teach us? Halokeach Zera Lebehema, if I buy for an animal, Kemach Laoras, or I buy flour to use in my making hides, Shemin Laor, Potemin at Demai. We know Demai is a Chumra, Robame Aris Ma'asrin Hain. So if you're not using it for your own food, you don't have to take off Demai. So Amr Lo, he says, my neighbor Lo lahad aluta. What could I do? Tehi machmer al garma sagin. His animal's being machmer. What could I do? It's like parents say about their kids. What could I do? So they're extra machmer. They don't eat in my house. So this donkey doesn't eat in my house. What could I do? He's beyond me. Va'rei mundami machlas. They took off shumas and maestras, and then the donkey ate. So we're not even on that level of the donkey of Reb Pinchas ben Yair. There are other stories throughout Shas, amazing stories about Reb Pinchas ben Yair. Just one halachic note, and that is, this Gemara, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this, Chakira and others. Demai, right? The motivation why Demai was enacted was because of a worry that maybe Chumas and Maestros weren't taken off. But does it then achieve a Vadai Isser Drabanan status? For example, what happens if I eat Demai, and then it comes out that Chumas and Maestros were taken off of it, so I didn't really do anything wrong, or did I? Does it have a status of Vadai problem? Chazal enacted it Mishum Safek, but they gave it the status of a Vade problem or not. So Rabbi Yosef Engel brings Rise Lakan Lakan. The fact that this animal was Machmir, right, makes it sound like it has a certain status inherently, right? Not that it's just Mishum Safek, right? If it's a Chumra, you're Machmir, so it sounds like it has a Vade status. Okay.
Is there a bracha?
So we do make a bracha. It's not considered a Machal Sasuros, right? The Mishnah says in the third parak in Demai, we give Archim Demai, we give Aniyim Demai. It's not Machal Sasuros. Psach Yalakin inviter Bo Reikam Agadul Kochesh Lo Tzoha Ish. Psach is unbelievable. Poseach Dvar Medarshan. He had to give the birds the kinim, and he opened up hidden thoughts with Darshan. Yodeh Bayin Lashon. He had to know all the languages. Tani. Now we quote. What we said Rashi holds before. Sanhedrin, Sheish Bashtaim, Shechon Ladab, Revakulam Ruin Lishmoa, Harizeru Uyila Sanhedrin. So it says members of the Sanhedrin, right? Not like the Ron says over there. Gimel, if there are three, Hare Zubeinonios. That's a medium type of Bezdin. It's better than minimum, but it's three. Dalid, if you have four who know this, Hare Zuchachma. That's amazing. Ubi Yavne, Hayuba Dalid, and Yavne they had four. Ben Azai, Uben Zoma, Uben Chachinai, Reblazer Ben Masya. Period. Amrev Chizda, Pamachas, Yavsha Eretz Yisrael, one time there was a terrible drought, and they didn't know what way to bring the carbon to Omer from. There was a deaf mute. There was a deaf mute. They didn't know what he was doing. He put one hand on a roof and one hand on like a tent, on a hut. They brought him in front of Psachia, this very wise, right, appointee. Amar lahu, is asar de biskaria gagos trifin? Oh, trifin gagos? Is there a place that's called that? Maybe that's what he's trying to tell us. So, yep, he was right. They figured it out. He figured it out. And they found grain growing there, and they brought the Omer from there. Omer of Yosef Be'Rebi Bun. Pamachas Nishtav Kol Olam Kula. One time there was terrible winds, and all of the grain was broken. V'lo avi yad yodin. Mehechon avi Omer. V'avi taman chad ilin. Davi yav yadei al ene. V'yadei al sukhra. One hand on his eyes, and one hand on a hole in the wall. Aisune l'gavi psachya. Omer Loni says to them, Is asa demiskaya ain't socher, or socher ayin. Is there a place? V'azlan taman v'ashkuchun. Again, same thing. He was able to figure out the pantomime of this deaf mute. It shows how he understood. Gimel nashim heviu kineyem. One time three women came and brought their heviu kineyem, meaning they needed kinim, a set of birds. Achas omer le'enasi. One of them says, that lashon, for my eina. V'achas omeris le'yamasi. V'achas omeris le'zivasi. So what does that mean? So what did we think? Zusha omeris le'enasi sovereign meimer. They thought shofa'as kima'ayan. She's having so much stuff coming out of her like a maya, meaning she's a zava. She's a zava gadola who needs the kinim. That's how they understood. Omer Lon, he says to them, no, be'ena sachnis. Maybe she had an eye danger and she got healed and she wants to bring karbanos to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zul shomeres liyamasi sovereign memer shofas kiyam. I'm having such a re'il like the yam. Omer lo, no. Biyamas lachas. Maybe she had a danger in the yam and she was safe from it. She wants to bring a carbon hodah. Zul shomeres lizivasi sovereign memer zavamamish. Omer lo, ze'ev bali tolas bina. Right, so he figured out that maybe, why is this? I saw one of the Achronim say, because it could be that, would the women be so explicit when they come in front of anybody in the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe that's what tipped them off to think that maybe there's something deeper behind what they're saying. Finally, Ben Achya v'chulu, al yidei shayu akonim mahalchen yachafim al haritzpah, because they used to go barefoot on the floor, v'yu ochlen basar v'shosin mayim, and they ate meat and then drank water, hayu bon l'yecholim mayim. They used to get sick. And he used to know what kind of wine would be able to heal them and what kind of wine wouldn't. What kind of water are we talking about here? Also a good question. The Achronim discuss it. What water is in the Azara. But either way, the Megaleh Hashas here asked what I said before. Why didn't Hashem just make an ace? There were 10 Nisim in the base of Megdash. Why didn't he just make an ace? So he says, V'lam alonas an ace, sarach lomar, Sheratzon Hashem Yisbarach, Sheyavdu Avod al Kalpanim Yisurim Ksas. He says, when it comes to the other Nisim, we're not in the middle of our Avoda. Okay, it's not going to rain, and there's plenty of room to bow down. That's not where I'm personally doing a mitzvah. Where I'm personally doing Avoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't promise us that we're always going to feel perfect 100%. Sometimes you get up in the morning, and I want to go to davening, and I know we didn't sleep enough, and you have a headache, and you feel groggy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make an ace. Whoever's doing a mitzvah, you're going to feel perfect. That's not the deal. Kodesh Baruch Hu Nefesh made us that deal. Somebody is Moser Nefesh for Torah, Moser Nefesh for an Avoda, so that's it. We don't always feel perfect, but that's part of how Kodesh Baruch Hu realizes that. So he says, Hadratan Hashem Yisbar, who quotes this? The Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah, one of the Rebbes. Mimunkach. Okay. But he says, that's the Shiavdu Avoda. Sometimes we don't feel perfect, but that's part of the divine plan of what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Shkalim. Right, the Shkalim has taken off, taken on another a little, another sense here, little different, different topics now.